Ag Issues for 2014. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. What will be the big issues for U.S. agriculture in the year ahead? Jonna Miller finds out from American Farm Bureau's chief economist, Dr. Bob Young.
When it comes to the big issues for U.S. agriculture, farmers and ranchers can't help but hope that Congress gets more done in 2014 than 2013. American Farm Bureau chief economist Bob Young thinks one of the first orders of business will be passing the Farm Bill.
I'm optimistic that they're going to be able to get this done in the first few weeks of the year. If they don't, we're going to have other legislative action to go back and deal with the dairy issue all over again. And, you know, why do we need to do that one more time? Let's just get the bill done and move forward.
He believes the Congress will pass the Water Resources Development Act in fairly short order, too, and that taxes will get a lot of attention, as will immigration reform.
That one's, I think, really tough to call. If it does get done, it's going to get done as a number of smaller bills on the House side. At least that's a talk at this stage of the game that would then be matched up with this much larger bill on the Senate side. How it would come together in an election year, just really tough to figure out how that one moves forward.
Young also expects agriculture to face some economic hurdles.
The prices that we're going to talk about this year for corn, for example, are a couple dollars a bushel less than what they were last year, and probably just at the point where you're going to barely cover all of your costs but not have much of a return left over at all. Livestock guys, on the other hand, very different story. We're going to talk about higher cattle prices. We're going to talk about higher hog prices. You have to think sympathetically that the poultry prices are going to move as well. Across the board for the livestock folks, noticeably lower feed costs. And so that being the case, I think the livestock guys are going to be probably in much better shape in 2014 than they were same time 2013.
And Young says as interest rates start to creep higher, farmers and ranchers should be very careful about taking on any new debt. Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.